From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel program. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter, and he turns our thoughts to Deuteronomy 30 and the verse 19. That message right after these words in song.
Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave Himself for man to die, that He might man redeem. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, His name exalted more and more, whom all the blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Good morning. Our Bible reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, where it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. In these words, Moses is speaking to Israel. He presents to them the choice of life and blessing, or death and cursing, in the land of Canaan which they were about to enter. This choice depended upon their relationship with the Lord. If they trusted in the Lord and His word, they would know life and blessing. But if not, then death and cursing would be their portion. And such words are a picture in the gospel of the choice that every sinner must face in this life. For depending upon their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in this life, they will either experience life and blessing or death and cursing in time and in eternity. And it's for that reason that I want us to consider this verse. Now, there are three things in the verse that I want you to notice. First of all, the solemn alternative that is mentioned in this verse. In our text, Moses says, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now, in the gospel, this life and blessing speaks of God's favor in our lives, speaks of someone whose life is right with God, whose sins are pardoned, who is saved by the grace of God and on their way to heaven. Speaking about Noah, the Bible says, But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God, and God blessed Noah. Noah knew God's blessing, as his sins were forgiven and his life was right with God. He had spiritual life and God's blessing within his soul, and thus he was a good man who was enabled to live for God in this life. On the other hand, this death and this cursing speaks of someone not saved. Their life is void of God's blessing. Their sins are not forgiven. They have no spiritual life in their soul. The curse of God is upon them, and they are bound for a lost eternity in hell. Ahab was such a man. For the Bible says, And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. We read of the end of such in Matthew 25, verse 46, where it says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment." To which of these two kinds of people do you belong? Are you saved and on your way to heaven, with God's life and blessing upon your soul? Or are you still not saved on your way to hell, with death and cursing abiding upon your soul? Now it is interesting also to note the words in our text, "I have sent before you." Now through Moses, God was telling Israel of this choice that lay before him. And likewise, God's warned you of the choice between eternal life and eternal death by his word, the Bible, perhaps through reading the Bible, or by it being taught to you in Sunday school, or by hearing it faithfully preached. You also have been warned about the outcome of your sin and the consequences of that sin if you die without God's salvation. You have often heard the words, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" You know that there is no escaping hell if you refuse God's so great salvation. The alternative that faced Israel on the verge of Canaan was life and death, blessing and cursing. And the same alternative faces you this morning if you're still not saved. You have to choose between life and death, between blessing and cursing, between heaven and hell. But notice secondly the merciful counsel given in our text. Moses says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Choose life." Moses entreated the Israelites to choose the way of life. He himself had personally proved the value and the blessedness of such a choice. We read of that choice in Hebrews 11, where it says of Moses that he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Likewise to you who are still unsaved, I say this morning, choose life. Choose the way of life and blessing, the way of God's salvation. Where are you to find this life? Well, verse 20 of Deuteronomy 30 gives us the answer. When Moses says, "The Lord thy God, he is thy life." Through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you can find this life. In John 14, verse 6, he says, "I am the life." In John 10, verse 10, he says, "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." 1 John chapter 5, verse 12 says, "He that hath the Son hath life." You can find this eternal life, this pardon for your sin, this spiritual life for your soul, this way of good and blessing in Christ and in no other. He purchased it for us by his death upon the cross. There he shed his sinless blood, and there he paid the debt in full to God that we owed because of our sin. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." If someone is healed, then they have life. And here we see how that we also can have life through the crosswork of Christ. If you are to experience this life within your soul, then you must choose life. You must choose Christ. You must trust Christ as your Saviour. It is to him alone you must confess your sins. This is how it was of Mary. The Lord says of her in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 42, "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." She chose Christ as her personal Saviour. In Holman Hunt's great painting of the light of the world, Christ is depicting as standing knocking at the heart's door. The artist deliberately put no handle on the outside of the door. Because it can only be opened to the Lord from the inside, the heart must choose Christ and submit to him. And you must do the same if you're to know the blessing and life of God's salvation within your soul. Now, if you reject him, then the curse of God will be upon you eternally. Eternal wrath and hell will be your portion. Look at the warning that Moses gave to Israel in Deuteronomy 30, verses 17 and 18. He said, "But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish." He warned them that they would perish. Likewise, if you turn away from Christ, you too will perish in your sin. Oh, there is no middle ground. But finally, I want you to notice the blessed outcome that our text teaches. At the end of verse 19, Moses says, "Choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." The outcome of choosing Christ is life within your soul. Whenever you trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit resides within your soul forever. You have new spiritual life. To those who trust in Christ, it says in John chapter 14, verse 16, and here Christ is speaking, and he says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. Then this life also speaks of eternal life in heaven. To those who have trusted in Christ, 1 Peter 1, verse 4 says, "There is an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and reserved in heaven for you." Friend, choose Christ, and you shall have life within your soul and eternal life in heaven. Notice also the end of verse 19, how Moses says, "Thy seed shall live." It has often been the case that when one person in a family has trusted the Lord, that other members of that family follow the same example. Think of Andrew and Peter. It was Andrew who brought his brother Simon Peter to Christ. If you take the step of faith and trust the Lord, who can tell but other loved ones in your family will follow your example? Notice also from verse 20 how choosing the Lord leads to obeying the Lord, to loving the Lord, to adhering to the Lord, and to resting in the Lord. Moses says, "Choose life, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, and that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." And these words speak of blessing in the Christian life, of obeying the Lord, of loving the Lord, of adhering to the Lord, and of resting in the Lord. You know, it used to be the case that the sea at the southern tip of Africa was called the Cape of Tempest. This was because of its swirling seas and adverse winds. Many of a mariner met a watery grave there. But then a Portuguese sailor discovered a safe passage through those seas, and that area was renamed the Cape of Good Hope. There was now hope for all who traversed that way where once there was only death and destruction. Praise God, sinner, there is also hope for your soul through Jesus Christ. Yes, the hope of pardon for your sin, the hope of eternal life in heaven. And this hope, secure through the blood of the cross, is offered freely to all who come as a penitent sinner to Christ. This day may you come to Christ, saying with the words of the hymn writer, "My heart is fixed, eternal God, fixed on thee, and my immortal choice is made, Christ for me, Christ for me." This day, choose Christ and live.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.